The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlis.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Speaking of Health. I'm Dr. Michael Cudlis, Kalamazoo chiropractor from Kalamazoo, Michigan, probably the greatest city in the entire world. You've heard me harp on that in the past, and it's only because I believe it with my whole heart. Kalamazoo is the greatest place, and one of the reasons is because we are the only city in the entire universe. I usually say world, but it's probably the entire universe where if your child graduates from the Kalamazoo public schools, they will receive a full-paid, four-year college tuition scholarship to any one of Michigan's land-based colleges or one of our public colleges. I don't know of any other city in the entire universe that does that. Although I must say, I don't know that many other cities in our universe. But I know in the United States it's true. And for a long time, I've often thought of this Kalamazoo promise as what's really community health. Because you build a community based on the education of the people that live in it. And if you're constantly one of those people that needs to attack public education, you need to attack teachers, you need to attack unions, what good does that do to the community except divide it? Well, here a group of businessmen in Kalamazoo have gotten together to build the community, to see the positives, to see what a beautiful place we have to live, and to try to attract business, industry, and families to Kalamazoo to revitalize it by offering this college-educated program and this guarantee of a four-year scholarship. How much is that? I don't know. But I can tell you we're going to find out today because I'm very happy to say that we have the executive director of the Kalamazoo Promise, and the Kalamazoo Promise has put Kalamazoo on the map. People all over the United States know about what our city is doing in education. We're not trying to tear it down. We're not trying to make public education so weak that vouchers can be offered to private schools. People that want to send their people to private schools, let them do it. Let them pay for it. The United States was built on public education. Democratic principles have been instilled on that. And to take it down to me or to try to run it into the ground is really just un-American. And we have a lot of those now doing this sort of thing. But instead, we have the Kalamazoo Promise, where people are building our community with a heartfelt commitment to make what's good better. So with that kind of introduction, I want to say hello to Bob Jorth. He's the executive director, as I said, of Kalamazoo Promise. And Bob believes, similarly to I do, that public education is the key to transforming our communities, states, and the nation so that they're dynamic places to live and work. It's a place where you can have fun on a regular basis. He's seen firsthand the impact that the Kalamazoo Promise has had on Kalamazoo, Michigan, and the nation since its founding, and we're going to talk about that because I think other places can do the same thing. He was the executive administrator of the Kalamazoo Promise Scholarship since March 2006, and he established all the processes, the procedures, the infrastructure for the implementation of this groundbreaking nationally recognized scholarship program. He's promoted to his current position as executive director in 2013, the month of July. So he's been with the program since its founding. In previous times, he's helped in Kalamazoo. He's been a resident here for 25 years, by the way, so you know he's committed to our community. And he served on the Interfaith Strategies for Advocacy and the Action in the Community Organizing Committee, and been on the executive board of those things for 3 years. He's constantly been a man trying to build our city and bring the best and get it to bring its best foot forward. He's also was head of the American Youth Soccer Association, Region 211, and been on that board for 2.5 years. So this man is somebody who's worked in the community, for the community, for a number of years. He has a master's degree in public administration from Western Michigan University, located here in Kalamazoo, and a bachelor's degree from Wartburg College. Now, he's a family man with 2 children, and they've both been educated through the Kalamazoo Public Schools. And as I mentioned, he's been here for over 25 years. So with that introduction, Bob, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Dr. Cudlis.
It's so great to have you on today. I'm just really, really happy. So since I'm the one been talking all about the Kalamazoo Promise, and I may not have it all right, why don't you tell us, what is the Kalamazoo Promise?
Well, the Kalamazoo Promise is, first of all, a very simple scholarship program that's offered to any student in the Kalamazoo Public Schools who has been a resident student for at least all of high school and graduates with a diploma from the Kalamazoo Public Schools. If they meet those minimum requirements, we will pay 65% of their tuition and mandatory fees to any of the state-supported community colleges or universities in Michigan. There's 43 schools.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in the district longer, basically you add 5% a year to that. So it's continuous enrollment and residency. Students who have been in from kindergarten through high school graduation get 100%. And about 50% of our kids get 100%. Our average award through the first 8 years is a little over 90% for all the graduates who are eligible. And last year, over 94% of the kids who graduated from the Kalamazoo Public Schools were eligible. So it's essentially a universal scholarship program for Kalamazoo Public School students.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool. I can remember, though, this was last century, but when I was going to college, you either had to shoot a basketball, hit a baseball, or be academically superior to get a scholarship. And never, unless you were a really good athlete, did you get a scholarship that paid 100%.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it's with the way the world's changed, I mean, it's just imperative that students understand that they need education beyond high school now. You just can't support yourself or a family if you only have a high school education. Those days are past, and that's why the donors set this up, because they believe in the transformative powers of education.
Yeah, and we don't know who these donors are. This is classified information, correct?
Yes, it's always described as a small group of anonymous donors, and I don't know who I work for. Have some good guesses, but I don't know who they are either.
I was going to say, if you told us, you'd have to kill us, right?
Yeah, something like that.
but you don't know either, so we're safe.
We're safe, exactly.
I think that's really cool. It reminds me of an old TV show where someone came up, and I forget the name of it, but he'd give them $1 million. and it was an anonymous donor, you know, to make someone's life happy.
Oh, right. And, yes, I remember that. Yes.
Yeah, the millionaire. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And so this is really, and so, like, who thought of this? Why did somebody go, I'm going to give a substantial portion of my income? Because these are definitely wealthy individuals, and certainly different than the Koch brothers.
Right.
And why did they set up the Kalamazoo Promise?
Well, my understanding from talking to Dr. Janice Brown, who was the superintendent when the Promise was announced, and she's really the only one who officially knows who they are, but there evidently were discussions that went on for several years. These donors wanted to give something back to the community, but they wanted the gift to be something that would transform the community. And evidently, they kept coming back to this idea of funding education, and in the research, you know, shows that the way to have a dynamic and healthy community, both economically and socially, is to have an educated population. And so they basically put their funds where their values and beliefs were, and that's why we're lucky.
That's just really something. These are truly forward-thinking community people. And these guys and their wealth may pass on, as we all do, and yet they have a lasting purpose here.
Yes, and that's the other thing. There's so many extraordinary things about the Promise, but, you know, one of the most extraordinary is that it is set up to go on in perpetuity forever. So, you know, the students that are getting it now, they stay in the community, their kids will get it, and then their kids' kids. So it's unusual in our society to have anything that lasts, and that's certainly one of the real things, transformative things about the Promise is the donors understand that to make some of the changes that they hope will happen in Kalamazoo, it's going to take time, and so they're willing to take that time.
Yeah, and see, I think that's cool, because quick fixes, which seems to be addressing crises all the time, keeping the state in a state of crisis, keeping the people fearful, looking over their shoulder, seems to be the way our legislators think. And they do that, I think, because it lets them be divided, which gives them then more power to respond to other factions which are attempting to usurp our country's founding principles.
Right.
And yet these sorts of things that you're talking about are really a loving, heartfelt action in a given area, so that I may not know you and I may not know anything about you, but because you're in my community, I'm going to help you the best I can and give you offerings that you may not have access to.
Exactly. And even those families that maybe could have afforded to do this, it gives them the opportunity to say, well, what we had set aside for college, we can now reinvest in the community in a way that shows our value. So,
I think that's cool. We had one of our patients say, you know, Kalamazoo Promise, we moved into Kalamazoo, and you know what? The Kalamazoo Promise is buying my house.
Yeah.
Because the amount, I don't have to worry about that amount of money anymore. I can put it into the house I'm living in. We've got to take a break right now. When we come back, let's go into how is this community, how is the Kalamazoo Promise helping our community and making it a healthier place to live? So this is Dr. Michael Cudlis. We're speaking with Robert Jorth, the executive director of the Kalamazoo Promise, and we're going to be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Have you ever noticed that modern medicine tends to treat symptoms rather than causes?
As a result, people rarely experience true healing or a transformation from which the body emerges healthy, vibrant, and alive. On Healing From Within with John Robson, learn to harness the synergistic healing power of your body and mind while discovering and dissolving the actual causes of your emotional and physical pain. Tune in and start healing from within every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlisspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here. We're speaking with, should I say Robert or Bob?
Bob's fine.
Thanks. With Bob Joyce, Executive Director of the Kalamazoo Promise. And we were talking just briefly on the break, and I asked him, I said, there doesn't seem to be a downside to this. And what did you say, Bob?
I said, yeah, the worst thing that happens is we educate a bunch of people.
Yeah. Now, what's the downside? Now, I can understand if you're like some of these people out here. You know, and again, the Koch brothers come to mind where they'd squeeze a penny out of their mother if they could. But there is no downside. We're talking about educating, improving our local community, which then improves the state, which then improves the country. And no downside by being heartfelt, loving, and committed to service. That sounds like the Kalamazoo Promise. Now, how does that contribute to the health of our community?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, one of the fundamental things that research has shown, and I don't have the references in front of me or anything, but you know, research shows that communities that are better educated are healthier communities, and better educated people are more informed, able to make better choices about their lives, and be able to afford some of those choices too. I mean, you know, like diet and things. If you have a good education, you have a good job, you can afford to eat healthier foods and make health decisions about your life that impact yourself and therefore impact the health of the community. So
it's just astonishing. This hits every positive aspect for contributing to the community that I can think of. Not only that, people get a chance to get an education. They're going to want to keep their kids and raise their kids in this so they can take advantage of the promise. So we have education building upon education, building upon education, benefiting the community year after year, generation after generation. This just seems like a brilliant idea, and it's so simple.
Yeah, I think too much of what's happened, I think, of late in the United States with education is everybody looks at it as a cost instead of an investment. Mm-hmm. And I think what the donors here have done is said, well, we're willing to invest our own money into proving that education is an investment. And, you know, it's going to change our community. It's going to make the community more livable. And there is no downside for them, you know. In that regards, they obviously get some benefit from this too. I mean, it isn't all altruism, you know.
No.
I'm sure that they want to see a more dynamic community because it works for them as well.
Yeah, and that I think is something. It just seems to me, in today's society. So much is bent on power and domination and forcing you to do things, keeping the community divided, this group against this group against this group, so they can't work together to accomplish things. And here comes the Kalamazoo Promise that says, we're going to educate your child for you. All you got to do is go to school and graduate.
Yes, exactly.
I think to some people, that might be a frightening thought.
Well, it must be. I mean, we get very little negative feedback, but occasionally we hear from people, you know, I don't know whether it's jealousy or, you know, or what, but, you know, there are people who think some people aren't deserving of the Kalamazoo Promise and stuff, but, you know, everybody deserves an education and a chance in life, and that's what this is about, and I think too often, we try to punish people over and over again. You know, I was asked whether students who got expelled would still be eligible for the promise, and my response was, yes, they serve their expulsion. They go through the punishment that the school district felt was appropriate. They've done that. There's no need to give them a life sentence because of something stupid that they did, that they have served their time, so to speak. And so I think that's what the promise is about. It gives students a chance to, every one of them, a chance to live their own dream. And that's one of the things about the promise. Students have 10 years to use it after high school graduation. It will cover any certificate or degree program at any of the 43 schools that we offer. So they don't have to be going for a bachelor's degree. They could be going to get a certificate in medical technology or welding or auto repair. So it's about assuring that every student can look at their own life, the things that they're interested in, and make a decision about how they want to live their dream and be supported in that.
Cool. And therefore, then, support the community.
Exactly.
Because they become a contributing member.
Right. Because, you know, we can't outsource all of our jobs. I mean, if you have plumbing issues, you have car problems, things like that, those have to be taken care of in Kalamazoo by skilled workers. And so this is about valuing all the workers in our community, not just the ones who end up with bachelor's degrees or graduate degrees.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you got some stories about how this has impacted some of the lives of the students?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we hear from kids all the time about what it does. I mean, there's one young man from one of the first classes who had struggled in high school and stuff, and he started out, he went to Lansing Community College and got a certificate in auto body repair. And maybe it was the first time he was really successful in school. In that success, he decided to continue on, and he got his associate's degree in applied science and then started his own auto body shop in Kalamazoo. And after a couple of years, he decided that he wanted to go into teaching. And the last I knew, he was at Western Michigan University pursuing a degree in teaching. And he also married a young woman from Kalamazoo who also got her degree. She did finish her bachelor's degree at Western, the last I knew. So, you know, and there are just, we have over 3,000 students now who have used their Kalamazoo Promise, and we have almost 500 kids who have graduated with bachelor's degrees. And I'm running into them more and more often around the community, working in the community, and it's very gratifying.
So they're staying here. They're not coming, getting an education, and then hiking out.
Some of them are staying. Some of them are leaving. Yeah, I mean, we could always use more jobs. And but the nice thing about the promise is they're not required to do anything once they get their degree. I mean, they are free to leave. And some people have a problem with that. But I think there's two advantages to that. One, I think it's good for people to get out and experience the rest of the world, and it'll make them appreciate home better. And I think a lot of these young people will go out, and once they start a family, they'll realize that Kalamazoo is a pretty good place to come back to and raise that family. So I think a lot of these students, if they've left, they're going to end up coming back. The other thing is that because of the Kalamazoo Promise, we attract people who are educated and or value education. So those people are moving into the community and becoming a part of the community. I mean, the enrollment in the Kalamazoo Public School District is up 25% since the promise was announced. You know, and
that's a winning program right there.
That is. I mean, that was a school district that had been losing students for they hadn't built a new school in 35 years until we built the first new one a few years ago, and now we have the third new school under construction and a fourth getting ready to break ground on. So it's just incredible.
That truly is. And again, what is so nice is the no strings attached. We're going to give you the education. Do what you want with it. That's what education's about. You pick your life, then you get to learn to lead it. As opposed to, yeah, we're going to give you the scholarship, but then you owe us X number of years.
Exactly.
This truly is a free program. Completely. And I know my son, one of my sons is a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, and he went through ROTC, and the Air Force paid for his education, and then it was, okay, you owe us 5 years.
Exactly.
And, you know, he's in for life now. He's got, I think, 4 or 5 more years yet before he's eligible to retire. But there was always this payback.
Right.
This totally free stuff, I think, really pays dividends that when you originally commit to it, you don't realize.
Yes.
And as it starts to come up, you go, oh, this was a really smart program. We were going to do this, but we chose not to. I think that shows the visionary nature of the individuals that set this up, the anonymous group, because they talked for all different ways on how to improve the community, and they came back to, well, let's just teach somebody how to fish.
Exactly, you know?
And leave it at that.
Yeah,
I mean, just truly brilliant thinking.
Yeah, and it's so simple. That's what the thing is that has struck me over the years that I've been involved with it, is there are very few rules. They're real simple, but they have all kinds of little possibilities, things that have happened because of the nuances in how people decide to respond to them. So
that's really cool. We're going to be coming up to a break in about 30 seconds. So when we come back, we're going to examine, at least I'd like to know more about the Kalamazoo Promise in terms of, all the urban areas seem to be decaying. Mm-hmm. You think and look at poor Detroit going bankrupt. I was raised in Detroit. And when I was there, I went to the Detroit Public Schools when they had educators coming from all over the country to study the Detroit Public School plan. Now, that gives you an idea. I'm older than dirt. But I also spent 10 years teaching in Detroit, and it was still a good school system. And they started to have their problems. Now, this was back in the 70s. And I just think that there was some human weaknesses and with access to all the money that was available, and we had some graft and stuff, but we always had committed teachers and we always had committed students, and so the opportunity was there for high class education, and we were able to give it to the students. And then some other changes came in, the feds came in with some ideas, and the school system decided to decentralize, which then led every egghead and nut that hated school to get on district school boards, and life became a little more traumatic. But then, of course, you have the legislature that's attacked schools and every year has defunded them one way or another, and always seems to be one party that does that seems to be interested in big business and could care less about the population. But let's go into that a little bit when we come back and just offer the promise of some more good conversation when we come back. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. This is Speaking of Health, and we're speaking of health with Robert Jorth, Executive Director of the Kalamazoo Promise. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlisspeakingofhealth@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. Welcome back. We're a health show. And if you're tuning in for the first time going, what's he talking about education for? Well, on our program, health is a multidimensional nature aspect of things. We deal with the health balance, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, and spinal integrity. That's chiropractic care. And we recognize that every human on the planet is made up of being physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, and spiritual aspects, which contribute to who he is on the planet. And our program is about optimizing every soul's existence on this planet so they can express themselves to their peak potential and to be the very best they can become. So the Kalamazoo Promise, which is about educating people and of giving you the tools you need to express yourself to be the very best that you can on this planet, I think fits in just perfectly. And I'm very, very pleased to have Bob Jorth with us, the expert on the promise. And you formulated a lot of the procedures and practices that the Kalamazoo Promise does, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, one of the real joys of my job was I was their first hire. So the donors had this this very simple rules on the promise, and I was fortunate enough to be able to help figure out what they meant by that and what students could and couldn't do with the promise. And so that's been a lot of fun for me. So, you know, our students, they can use the promise to go to summer school. They can use it to do study abroad. We give them 10 years to use their promise.
And after they graduate.
After they graduate from high school, yeah. And so, and we give, in the 4 years was the big kicker there is, you know, what do you mean by 4 years was the question to the donors. And they said, well, they meant a bachelor's degree. They wanted everybody to have an opportunity to do that. And so after doing some research, we offered them a proposal that we give them up to 10 years to do it and up to 130 credit hours because most bachelor's degrees require 120 credit hours. And I thought for sure that they would think that that was too much, but they agreed to that. And that's really when I knew that they were really serious about this, that it wasn't about the money. It was about the kids being successful. And that's really the bottom line. The donors want everybody to be successful. They want as many students as possible to use this gift. We now have over 95% of the eligible students on for the Promise Start College.
Wow.
And that's, you know, you just can't get much better than that.
That is really, truly amazing.
Yeah, so that's been, and that's in a school district. When you look at, in the United States, when you look at poverty, a lot of times you look at the percentage of students that are on free or reduced lunches. And in Kalamazoo, that's about 70% of the students.
Mm.
So to have 95% of the students in a district that is really very poor going on to college is just extraordinary.
Oh, very definitely. You know, and I can't help but to think that these people that are doing that, it's got to be a threat to some segments of our society who want to keep certain people down and out. I mean, Henry Ford is spectacular as everybody thinks he was. He did a lot of things to make sure that he always had workers. He didn't want everybody being as successful as him. He wanted to make sure he had workers in the factories. And I think that comes from a system of lack where, you know, if I am successful, I have to make sure that you're not successful because you may take something that I have. And in the way the universe works, it works on this creative principle that there's never a set amount. It's always constantly being created. And, you know, I can create my millions, you can create your millions, and the third person can make more because it's a constant source of creation. And the Kalamazoo Promise seems to have every indicator that all it wants to do is create success for other human beings.
Yes, yeah, definitely, yeah. There's not, you know, it's all about making it available. We have an appeals process as well so that students who maybe had some issues that came up that would either keep them from being eligible or it would reduce their award, they can go through that appeals process, and about 10% of our students go through that appeals process to either get an award or to increase the amount that they get. You know, the Promise isn't successful, I like to say, unless the students are successful. And and I think the other thing, one of the other things that, a bit of a tangent, I guess, but you were talking about there's really no gotchas with the Kalamazoo Promise. And I think when it was first announced, and even now, it sounds too good to be true. So I think we're finally getting to the point in Kalamazoo where people realize that it's real, it's not going to get taken away. And so I think our success is going to even get more amazing as we move forward because people realize that it is a reality and it is something that they can use to change their lives.
Well, I can just imagine that there are families where the kids go, how come I'm going to public school?
Mm-hmm.
And the parents are going, because you're going to go to college.
Yes.
And it's going to be free. And you're going to have opportunities you have never had before that I never had when I was a kid.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the biggest thing I could remember going to college is in high school, my parents would look at my grades and they go, you're never going to go to college with grades like this.
Uh-huh.
And I was in a college prep class, and program, and there were classes I wouldn't take because I didn't like them.
Sure.
And the counselor said, you're never going to go to college like this. And what was my big breakthrough was that I could shoot a basketball. Mm-hmm. And that was how I went to college. And undergrad school was my worst school. I mean, I've got a bachelor's degree, three master's degrees, and one doctorate and a coursework and another doctorate in philosophy and theology that I just got to write my thesis for. And I fell in love with education once I got out of high school. And it's enabled me to be of greater service to my patients, having that extra training that I have. And the opportunity for people to get this with the promise, it is like the same thing. There's like no excuse not to get the promise.
Exactly.
I don't know why people in the surrounding communities aren't moving to Kalamazoo.
Yeah, it's incredible. And we do look, you know, to give you some idea on the scale of this gift, we've already paid out over $50 million in scholarships in the first 8 years. We'll pay out over $10 million this year. And the average award for a student to complete a bachelor's degree now is approaching $50,000. And we have students who, I think we have our first student we've awarded over $70,000 to. So for families that have, you know, one child, it's expensive enough. But if you have two children and you want to put them through a university education, you know, you're talking easily $100,000 for that family that the promise can relieve that burden.
Yeah, and then where we have a population where 70% of the population is on reduced or free lunches, it gives you an idea of the economic necessity.
Exactly.
This offers
In some cases, I'm sure we're paying out close to as much money as that family makes in a year. Just in the scholarship funds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I tell the kids that the Kalamazoo Promise is like winning the lottery, and the Kalamazoo Promise is buying the lottery ticket for you.
That is so cool. I mean, that is just truly the most heartfelt community program I've ever run into.
Yes.
And it just, because it's... this is no strings attached. Here you go. You want to go to school? Which one?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, tell us where to send the money.
Yes.
And I can see where people are going, it can't be that easy. What's the catch?
Yes, exactly. I like to say, too good to be true except in Kalamazoo. You know.
That's for sure. That is truly amazing. So when we come back, I would like to give you an idea, or have you give our listeners an idea, of what's next. What do you see the Kalamazoo Promise doing in the future? Does it have any set plans? I don't know, like what's next with the Kalamazoo Promise? So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a very entertaining program for me because there's no downside to this. This is all win, 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 which is the way life should be. This is Dr. Michael Cutlass, and this is Speaking of Health. And we're with Bob Jorth, the executive director of the Kalamazoo Promise, which is one of the reasons, the main reason, why I think Kalamazoo is the greatest place in the world to live. We'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Nine different energy systems make up the energy body. Energy is all around us and connects us. Energy exerts a major control over our biology and is a big reason why you should be tuning in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health. with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. We'll explore energy balance techniques, tips, and patterns to keep your flow of energy optimal to maintain maximal health. By adopting these techniques, you will keep your energy body and physical body in harmony. Listen for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Every day we face struggles and issues concerning addiction, whether it's ourselves, family members, friends, or other loved ones. On Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment, Dr. Joe Terhar helps us all better understand the causes and approaches to addressing addiction with the knowledge that no single approach is 100% effective. From guest experts, families, and addicts, you'll hear about what is and is not working in overcoming addiction. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here with Bob Jorth, Executive Director of the Kalamazoo Promise. Now, I know, Bob, when this promise was instituted, there was a whole big fanfare in Kalamazoo, obviously, but that spread around the United States. I mean, you've been all over the country, haven't you, talking about the Kalamazoo Promise and how to do it so that other communities can do the same thing and set up similar programs?
Yeah, well, Dr. Janice Brown, who was the superintendent and was the director of the Promise until last summer, she's done most of the speaking nationally around the country and still does. And I have been around, I've had the privilege of talking to communities around the country too. And there are probably, I think the number now is somewhere around 30 other Promise programs around the country that are up and running. And then there are numerous communities that are looking at it and trying to get something going. So it's really changed the conversation about post-secondary education in the country. And so that's exciting to be a part of, too.
Knowing that you've changed just not the local community, but the national community as well, I would imagine that would be satisfying.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, extremely gratifying, you know. And I've had the privilege of going to Washington, D.C. a couple of times to talk to some policy people. And certainly, and of course, we had President Obama come and speak at the Kalamazoo Central commencement a few years ago, and a lot of people think part of the reason he selected Kalamazoo Central was because of the Kalamazoo Promise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. That was very exciting. There were a lot of places I couldn't drive down when he was there. That got closed off for security. And unfortunately, that's necessary now in our country. But none of the programs are the same as Kalamazoo, right? I mean, they're not as fully funded or they're not as generous?
Yeah, every community needs to shape the promise to fit their community. And, of course, we're fortunate because we have donors that are just so incredibly generous. But every community has to decide what they want to accomplish with the promise, what they can afford to do, and then, you know, match those things up into a scholarship program that works. So Pittsburgh is the largest community that has a promise. It's very generous. It does most of the things that the Kalamazoo Promise does, but it does have, they put in some restrictions on grade point and I believe attendance and things like that that we don't have. There's a small community in Arkansas called El Dorado, Arkansas, that has pretty much exactly copied the Kalamazoo Promise, but they don't cover certificates, All they cover is associate degrees and bachelor's degrees. They do allow their students to go anywhere, actually in the world, and then they cap the amount based on tuition rates in the state of Arkansas. So there are a lot of creative implementations of Promise programs.
That's so cool. That's got to be so satisfying for you to be literally the leader, not just because you're first, but because of the generosity of the donors. And again, donors that we don't know who they are. We know they're in the area. We could make guesses,
yep.
But the it's like the bottom line is they're delivering, and
yep.
They've promised to deliver forever.
Yes, yeah. So it's we're unusual. I mean, part of the reason we're unusual too is we have a staff of really just over two people that administer this because of the simplicity of our rules and the system that we have set up. So, you know, over 95% of our scholarship dollars are going to scholarships. So that's another thing we're really proud of in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, that is something, you know. I don't think people realize how many times we have, and we see this with all the big disease programs, the fight for this and the fight against that and donate your money and give me money for this and that. And then you look at these places and 60% of it is administrative costs. And if you're lucky, 40% goes into the research to find the cure is what they say.
Right, exactly.
And Kalamazoo Promise, if you got two people sick, the whole program stops for that day.
That's
the
right.
Program doesn't stop, but you can't talk to anybody.
Exactly, yes.
And again, that bespeaks to the simplicity, which adds to the elegance of this program.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't take a lot to administer this. I mean, you've spent $50 million on students, and how many students have taken part in this Promise?
I believe it's just over 3,200 now.
3,200 people, and two people have handled this.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool. As a former teacher, I just marvel at that because there doesn't need to have a big bureaucracy to deliver this heartfelt activity.
Right.
So we've got about 3 minutes more to go here before the show is gone. And gosh, my listeners have heard this time just flies by so quickly. What do you see for the future?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing for the future is we have, you know, most of our students are going to college, so our biggest challenge is getting them through college, because that's, the Promise isn't about getting kids to college, it's getting them through college. So the dropout rate in colleges is higher than it is in high schools. So, our biggest challenge for the future is to improve the completion rate of our students, and our students that have trouble, you know, the biggest share of them start at the community college, and we're lucky because we have a really good community college in Kalamazoo,
mm-hmm.
Kalamazoo Valley. And so about a third of our students go there, and we've seen about a 20% improvement in their academic performance since the Promise was announced. And but we have a long ways to go, and so that's I think where the future is really in getting kids through college, and it's a work of joy.
Yeah, I can see that. And the idea here that you don't just, like you say, send them to college, but, okay, you're in school. The Promise is here with you.
Yes.
We want to help you with that. I mean, that is truly, truly, that's a true promise.
Yes.
You guys are keeping your promise. I think that's just amazing. So we're coming down to the end here. And, Bob, I want to thank you so much for agreeing to come on the show. And I hope our listeners understand the true nature of the community health that's offered. You've got a program here that just makes the community a better place to be in and to contribute to them, where it's not just give me your tax dollars. This is like, let me send your child to school. He graduated. Let's give him some money so he can go. I mean, that's just wonderful, and it shows how the leaders in a community that wealth can create health by building the community in a better way.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Wealth can create health, exactly. And health can create wealth, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn it around, too.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for being with us today. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Michael Cudlis. This is Speaking of Health. And remember, the 9 magic words to help you with your health every day. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. Catch us next week on Speaking of Health, next Friday at this time. You take care now. Bye-bye.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.